Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Mental Golf Show, where we discuss all things golf psychology to help avid golfers improve their game. As always, I'm your host, Josh Nichols. I'm a golf psychology coach, and I've been playing competitive amateur golf for over 20 years. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about handling playing partners that you aren't super fond of. And we're going to build a strong mental foundation for handling anything that golf throws at you. But before we get into this episode, I want to tell you about our sponsor, the Divot Board. The Divot Board is the game-changing golf training aid designed to elevate your swing and revolutionize your game. Right off the top, I personally own a Divot Board. It's easily one of my favorite training aids that I've ever used, and I'm very picky for my training aids. I've only got like one other training aid that I use, and it's for putting. So I believe that's saying a lot. The best thing about the Divot Board is the instant feedback. When you hit a shot, you get to immediately see where your club struck the ground relative to the golf ball. You get to see your club path, and you get to see whether your face was open, closed, or square. This allows you to make errors and instantly see the error that you made. And on a neurological level, making errors is extremely important, because your brain takes that feedback and makes instant corrections to help you adapt your motion to the motion that you want. And the instant error feedback of the Divot Board has got to be one of the best tools ever made for this. So take it from me, the Divot Board is awesome. It feels like hitting shots on actual driving range grass, and I can do it in the backyard on my lunch breaks. So you can get a Divot Board at a 10% discount by going to divotboard.com/mentalgolfshow and use the discount code mentalgolf10, the numbers 10, mentalgolf10 at checkout to get 10% off your purchase. I'll have the link in the show notes of this episode. Many thanks to Divot Board for partnering with the Mental Golf Show. All right, let's learn how to better handle annoying playing partners and build some mental toughness while we're at it. Okay, playing partners. You love them, you hate them. They could be helpful, they could be hurtful. They can make golf so much more enjoyable, or they can make golf 5 or 6 hours of misery. But either way, it's really hard to fully avoid playing with other people, try as I might. So we need some tools to handle it better. I got this question from a follower on Twitter the other day that I think sums it up pretty good for the general golfing public. So this follower said, something I don't really hear mental coaches talk about much is what is the mental approach to playing with someone who has a completely different style of golf than you do. For example, I'm a pretty quick player who plays ready golf, while my best friend I play with is tedious and brutally slow at times. To make matters worse, he always scores 10 plus strokes higher than me. Would love to hear some thoughts on this. So I appreciate this question. And also, sidebar, if you'd like to hear a topic of interest for you discussed by me on the Mental Golf Show, send me a DM on Twitter at Josh Luke Nichols. That's where I'm most active, I would say. You could also send me an email, josh@joshnicholsgolf.com. But anyway, there's some specifics in this question about pace of play here, but I also think this question gets at the general principle of playing with people that aren't always the easiest to play with. For this person, it's a pace of play and score differences between you, them, and their playing partner. Or for you, it could be etiquette and rules. They keep stepping on your line and moving their ball, even though you feel strongly about rules and etiquette. Or for you, it might be personality differences. They like to talk, but you like to stay pretty quiet and focused. That's me. I like to stay pretty quiet and focused. So when I'm playing with people that talk, it can get the better of me. Or they are extremely competitive and get very angry when things don't go their way, and this gets under your skin. Or the worst one, in my opinion, they talk and complain constantly about their own game. And if I'm not on it, this can really get to me. So these can be detrimental to our games if we don't have what it takes to handle it. So I want to go through a really powerful mindset that you can have while playing with a playing partner that would cause your game to suffer. Most people I've heard from on this believe that the biggest detriment to our golf game when it comes to a distracting or disruptive playing partner is that playing partner's behavior. The things they're doing are making us play worse. But I'm here to be the bearer of bad news. Their behavior is not what's making us play worse. We are. Our response and relationship with our playing partner's behavior is what decides whether it breaks our games down or we handle it better. So what do I mean, our response and relationship? When our playing partner does something that annoys us, the annoyance is the response to their behavior. Our playing partner isn't making us be annoyed. They are doing what they're doing, and we are getting annoyed. Or they are playing tediously slow, and we respond by feeling the need to play even faster to make up for their own slow play, for their slow pace. Or they are hyper-competitive and getting angry at every bad shot and complaining constantly, and we respond by letting it bring us down, and we get more angry at our own bad shots. The two are separate, their behavior and our response to their behavior. This is the same as when you hit a shot out of bounds and it makes you angry. The ball going out of bounds doesn't make you get angry. It happened, and as a response, you got angry. Now, you might be saying, I'm splitting hairs here. Josh, you're just kind of delineating between words that don't really make that big of a difference. What's the difference between them making me annoyed or angry and me getting annoyed or angry? But I don't think this is splitting hairs. This is a very important concept that lies behind the mentality shift that will help us handle not just other players, but handle everything we encounter better. When you say, my playing partner made me get annoyed, that assumes that other people or external circumstances have power over you, that you've given power to external circumstances. But this power does not have to be given up. You can have the ability to choose how you respond to the things around you. Something we've talked about a lot on the Mental Golf Show is confidence. We've discussed how fragile confidence is built on needing everything else to go well in order for you to feel confident. But when things start going wrong, your confidence goes right out the window. But solid confidence is built on being okay with whatever may happen around you, being able to accept and see your circumstances for what they are. Solid confidence says, anything can happen and I'll be okay. Well, the same thing that builds a solid foundation for confidence builds it for handling playing partners better. When you say, I need my playing partners to behave how I want them to behave in order for me to play well, that's a fragile foundation for a golf game. But if you're able to accept and see your playing partner's behavior for what it is, and you will be okay no matter what they do, then that's a solid foundation for a golf game. You don't need them to behave exactly how you want in order to play well. So back to our listener question. He says, I'm a pretty quick player who plays ready golf while my best friend I play with is tedious and brutally slow at times. So what would a fragile foundation be built on here? And how about a solid foundation? Needing your playing partner to play at exactly your pace and no slower in order for you to play well, that's a fragile foundation for a golf game. But being able to see your playing partner's pace for what it is, as simply the pace that they are playing, that's a much stronger mentality. They aren't playing fast or slow. They are playing at the pace that they are playing. If they are taking longer than the allotted amount of time stated in the rules of golf, you will be able to see that clearly, not emotionally. And you can deal with it as it is, not as you wish it was. So when your playing partner is playing tediously slow and you let it bog you down and affect you, that is you seeing your playing partner's pace as you wish it was. You wish they were faster, so you're letting it bog you down. Or they are complaining about their golf game and they're annoying you. Those are not acceptance. Acceptance is experiencing something as it is, which by nature makes it separate from you because it isn't so wrapped up in emotion. It's the difference between saying, I'm angry versus I'm experiencing anger. And again, this sounds like it's splitting hairs. But when you identify with the emotion, I'm angry, or you wrap up how your playing partner is affecting you, you wrap yourself up in that, or the ball you had a hit out of bounds happened to you, then you are seeing these things as you wish they were. And therefore, you won't be able to handle them with clarity and focus quite as well. But when you can experience a playing partner's behavior and see yourself feeling annoyed, you can clearly see the separation between the two. You can see their behavior and your response, their behavior and your emotion. You can clearly see that separation. And you can navigate the feeling of annoyance better. You can let it rise and fall, even while your playing partner is still doing the same behavior. Same goes for a bad shot or a bad hole. You can shank a shot out of bounds. You can see yourself feeling frustrated as a result, but because you have this clearer awareness of your own emotions as they are, you can let the emotion rise and fall and dissipate and move on from it much better than if you were being caught up and pulled along by your emotions. So the specifics of dealing with difficult or slow or annoying playing partners applies to the general principle of handling everything golf throws at us with more composure and flexibility. That's ultimately what we're trying to learn here. Not how to make everything go perfectly and comfortably and smoothly, but how to handle the inevitable imperfections and discomfort and bumps in the road. Golf is a sport, and it's a difficult one. It's made to be challenging. Golf courses are designed to demand things from our skill. Competitive golf is set up to be uncomfortable. Other people aren't going to act exactly how we do all the time. These are all why it feels so good to conquer and play well despite the obstacles. So the sooner you can accept obstacles and stress and discomfort and things that annoy you and slow playing partners as they are, the sooner you will be able to handle them better and they won't affect your golf game near as much. Notice the thing that's annoying you, accept it as it is, not as you wish it was, then step out of being caught up in it. This would be a great thing for you to practice. All right, everyone, hope you learned a thing or two about how to handle playing partners a little better, as well as developing a stronger and more flexible mentality to handle anything that golf throws at you better. If you like this episode, you'd probably also like another episode of The Mental Golf Show titled Golf Thought Thursday, Which Comes First, Confidence or Good Golf? That one came out on October 26th, 2023. Go check that one out if you're interested. And as I always mention at the end of these episodes, what you've heard isn't therapy. It's meant for information and entertainment purposes only. If you feel like you need personal help on some deeper things that you're going through, I encourage you to talk to a licensed professional. And if you have any questions or comments about these topics or working with me one-on-one on your golf psychology, feel free to send an email to josh@joshnicholsgolf.com. Or you can head to my website, joshnicholsgolf.com, or you can find me on Twitter/X and Instagram @JoshLukeNichols. I recently posted a whole play-by-play of hitting a tee shot, a wedge, and a putt. I got to hit, I recently got a new Titleist TSR3 driver and some new Titleist Vokey wedges. Oh my goodness, they're so nice. And on that video, I hit those and it's just so cool. I got the shot tracer and everything. You should go check them out. They're really cool. And you should also get a Titleist driver and Titleist wedges. What are you doing? I'd also like to point you to the mental game assessment. It's a free 15-minute questionnaire that will give you your mental strengths and your areas for improvement. It's the same resource that I use with my clients. So I highly recommend you go check out the mental game assessment. So if you're interested in that mental game assessment or getting your divot board at 10% off, the links will be in the show notes of this episode. All right, thanks again for listening to The Mental Golf Show. Whether you're new here or you've been here since day one, I really appreciate the community that you have been a part of building. If you've learned something on this episode, go subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can leave us a review of up to 5 stars if you feel that we've earned it. And most of all, thank you for your interest in the mental game. I'm Josh Nichols, and I'll catch you guys next time.